Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to NRWorks. If this is your first time listening, my name's Olivia. If you're a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? Hope you all are doing well. I don't really know how to start this episode today because I don't know what to talk about, as usual. Well, no, actually I shouldn't say that because lately I have known what to talk about, but I'm trying to post weekly episodes, as you guys could probably tell, and my last episode was posted 6 days ago, so I need to record. Not I need to, but I want to, because I have to be consistent, and it's good to be consistent, and if I don't record tonight, I'm probably not going to record for the next 3 days or so, because tomorrow I'm traveling, and the days after that, like, I'll be with some family and all that stuff, so yeah. I'm currently sitting at a hotel, or sitting in my hotel room, sitting at the desk, recording this with my little sleeping puppy next to me. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see, or you would have seen that, like, I've been posting the cutest puppy in the world, and that is because my boyfriend and his parents basically split a dog, which I would say makes it technically 1/4 mine. Which, well, okay, maybe it's not 1/4 mine, but I'm the one taking care of him for the next, like, month. So, he's mine for a month, essentially. And I'm not complaining because he's the cutest little friggin' thing ever. And he's giving me something to do. And if some of you are wondering why I'm in a hotel, it's because, well, okay, I never know what, okay. I'm already stuttering and messing up my words. I never know how in-depth of a life update to give because I, like, my life is pretty much been the same, at least for the past week or the past like two episodes. But basically, if I'm in a hotel because my mind just blanked, hold on. I'm in a hotel because my boyfriend is like working in this city and we had to come and live here for a week, and then we go back to where he originally lives for 6 days, and then we come back for another 2 weeks. So that's why I'm recording today, because tomorrow we're going back for 6 days, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, long story short, I've basically been in a hotel room for the past week. And now I'm in Ontario, and I'm in a town called Sudbury, and it's really cold here, and I've been here once before, like, in October, but, I've never stayed here for a long period of time, and so, basically, this time around, I'm here for quite some time, basically all by myself, alone, all day, which I don't mind being alone, because I am pretty introverted, and, like, I'm not in a codependent relationship, so I'm not, like, afraid to be alone, but that being said, like, I still have been pretty bored, and before I got the dog, because I got the dog maybe like 5 days ago or so, and before that I was spending a lot of time alone, and honestly I was going insane, and maybe I shouldn't say that because that's a little bit dramatic, but I was getting depressed. I'm not gonna sugarcoat, I was straight up getting so depressed, like, in a way that I haven't experienced in a long, long time. And it's crazy because I think there's a couple contributing factors. Number one, I love the sun. I love the sunshine. I love the warm weather. I was born in Florida. I love the beach. It's like in my blood. I need it and I love it and I thrive. Like, my skin gets so clear. My hair gets super light. Like I just get super happy in the sun, obviously, because, like, vitamin D and all that stuff. But I don't really have that here because in this city it's kind of gloomy some days and like rainy, and even when it is sunny, like, it is still really, really cold. So I haven't really gone on many walks or anything. Like, I mean, the longer I've stayed here, the more I've been able to figure my way around this place and like find some parks and all that stuff, and like I take the dog with me and bundle him up and stuff like that. But before the dog, like, I wasn't going on walks, I wasn't going outside, because it was pretty rainy, it was like, rainy and cloudy, so that was that, and then, like, I would literally just wake up, stay in bed all day or like all morning, and I would go on my phone so freaking much. And I know I always talk about the phones and like I'm sure it gets a little bit repetitive, but it's just such a freaking huge thing. And like, the reason I talk about phone addiction so much or social media so much is because it is the thing that I struggle with most. And I feel like it's the thing that people my age struggle with most too. You know, just being on your phone and being addicted to your phone, being addicted to social media. Like, I mean, I'm not speaking for everyone, but I think it's a generational thing for sure. And like, I notice it within myself, and I'm even aware of it too, which is crazy. Like, I'm aware of how addicting it is, but I still go on it. Like, it's like I literally can't get off. Excuse me. Sorry. Anyways, I literally can't get off of it, and it's so addicting. So, like, my point with saying that is I would wake up, and it would be rainy outside, so I would just keep the curtains closed. It'd be dark in the room. I'd be by myself because this was before I had the dog. And I would go on TikTok for literally 3 hours at a time, like maybe even longer. I would scroll on Instagram mindlessly. Like, I would go on TikTok all the time, like for hours at a time. And like, keep in mind, I brought books. I have my journal. I brought my guitar. I like, there's a gym in the little hotel. I have a car. Like, my boyfriend has his car here, like, cause he takes a bus or shuttle, like he has someone pick him up for work or whatever, and so he left me his car. And yeah, so it's not like I have like nowhere to go. Like, I think when I first just got here, I was honestly making excuses for myself to just have those days, and they were so incredibly depressing. Like, I would get off of TikTok, okay, and I would feel so drained. Like, literally I felt all the energy sucked out of me. Like, it's awful. Like, and a lot of you probably know what I'm talking about too, because like, if you're conscious and aware of like how toxic it is, and then like you go and spend 3 hours at a time like straight watching TikToks, it's exhausting, like mentally, emotionally. And like, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining about like, I sound very like, oh, this is a first world problem, but like, I don't want to come off in that way. I'm just saying it's a huge issue, because a lot of you guys, I'm sure, can relate. And yeah, whatever. Anyways, point is, it's an awful feeling. And I shouldn't have said that, because I didn't mean that in an invalidating way. I kind of just invalidated what I was saying, because I'm saying that spending 3 hours at a time on TikTok is like draining and it's an awful feeling, and it is. But I think I just invalidated myself, because I didn't want to sound like a first world brat, you know what I mean? But anyways, point is, it's still draining. Like, of course there are other problems in the world that are whatever. Point is, off track. Point is, it's a draining and mentally exhausting feeling, spending that much time on technology with that artificial light, with the blue light, with in the darkness, like just in bed, and like, it's mentally draining and exhausting. And here's why. Okay, I'm sure I've talked about this before, but I'm gonna say it again. I want you guys to really think about this. If you have TikTok, okay, you know that videos are probably between, on average, 15 and 30 seconds, okay? So you're seeing a new video every 30 seconds, basically, or every 15 seconds. And half the time, I guarantee you, when the videos are a minute long, we don't even watch the full thing because we get so bored, because we're so overstimulated that we want to go to the next one. So every 15 to 30 seconds, we're scrolling to the next video, and we're stimulated in a new way. Like, think about what that does to your brain, okay? Your brain is getting wired for constant stimulation, okay, every 15 to 30 seconds. Think about that. Like, really think about that. Put your phone down right now. If you're on your phone, or if you're doing something right now, stop what you're doing, take a look around you, and just look around at your environment. It's probably not very stimulating. If you're sitting in a room like I am, or maybe you're driving a car, like, that's a little more stimulating, but overall, like, it's not stimulating in the fact where you could get stuck for 3 hours staring in your current environment. You know what I mean? Like, for example, I'm staring at a hotel or a hotel room right now. Would I be able to sit here for 3 hours and stare at this like I do for my TikToks? No. And the reason for that is because this is the present moment. The present moment is not meant to be overstimulating, right? Because then we wouldn't function properly. So when it comes to TikTok and our perception is overstimulated and constantly changing every 15 to 30 seconds, like our brains like literally malfunction. So then when we finally put that screen down and we look around at our environment, our thoughts are going crazy. Our thoughts are trying to, like our perception is so still and so not stimulating compared to the technology that our thoughts like don't know how to understand it. You know what I mean? So it's almost like we get programmed to not perceive reality in the way that it should be, or we get programmed to obviously not be in the present moment or to be living in the future or to be regretting the past. And it's just crazy. Like, ugh, it's so crazy. And think about too, like every time you see a new video, it elicits a different emotion. And the problem with our emotions is that when we experience them, we don't understand in the moment that they're temporary. So for example, if we see a TikTok about a really sad story, I guarantee you I could go on TikTok right now and scroll and watch like 15 videos and more than half of them would be a sad story or you know, something bad that happened or something bad that's happening in the world. Think about what that does to your subconscious, because that elicits a negative emotion that's not your reality. But then you feel the emotion as if it is. So when you feel that emotion and you embody that energy of the video that you saw, like if you embody the sadness and the emotion and energy of that video that you saw, then that is what you become and that is what your reality becomes. Because what you feel and think, or not feel and think, but what you embody is what your reality will be. So like if you're embodying you know, high vibrational energy, if you're doing high vibrational things and meditating, doing things that are good for you, your reality is gonna mimic that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're embodying other people's emotions or other people's negative and traumatic experiences, you're going to take those emotions on as if they're your own, and then your reality is gonna replicate that. So it's crazy, because when you're seeing a new video every 15 to 30 seconds, you are feeling so many different emotions. You're embodying so many different emotions. You're rewiring your brain. You're overstimulating your brain in a way that is so not normal. Like even TV, I would say, is overstimulating. Like of course it's nice to watch TV sometimes, and like it's definitely way less harmful than like TikTok. But even that's stimulating. Like I was talking to someone a couple days ago, and they were telling me that like their kid was, you know, watching TV too much, and he told his kid, like, you know, if you turn that TV off and you stared at the blank screen, I guarantee you wouldn't be interested. You're literally just staring at a box. And the only reason that you find it interesting when it's turned on is because it's overstimulating your brain. Or like, he didn't say it in that way because he was talking to like a six-year-old, but he basically said, like, would you be as interested if the TV was off? No. And that ties into what I was saying about like looking at your surroundings. Looking at your surroundings, right? They're not very stimulating. You probably wouldn't be able to sit where you are and stare for 3 hours straight, like we all easily could do on TikTok or YouTube or Instagram, you know what I mean? So it's just crazy. I keep burping. It's so, so absurd. It's absurd. And it's so frustrating because I'm fully aware of how addicting and toxic it is. And that being said, everything in moderation. Like, I'm not saying you should go and delete TikTok. Like, I would love to delete TikTok, but like, I'm part of the creator fund, so like I'm trying to, I can and do make a little bit of money off of it. So, and like, of course that's just an excuse, but like, everything in moderation. I'm not saying like, oh, you need to go delete TikTok, because I'm not gonna delete it, you know what I mean? But point is, it's just, I'm fully aware that it's so addicting and toxic for my mental health and overstimulating and literally spirals me into depressive episodes or anxious episodes. And I still get caught in a loop of it. And I still can easily get caught in the cycle of watching TikToks for 3 hours. And it's crazy. And that shows you how much power it has over us. Like, that is what we're giving our power and energy to, because we as human beings are so incredibly powerful, right? We have the ability to create our reality in any sort of way that we want. Our potential is literally limitless. Our energy is limitless based off how connected we are to source, how connected we are to our higher selves. You know, are we grounded? Are we embodying the right energy and taking care of ourselves and all that stuff? But when we put our energy towards things like TikTok, which literally are designed to waste our time, our energy and light gets so dimmed, and it literally is as if it sucks the life out of you. That's what it feels like. That's literally what it feels like. And like I've said this before too, but think about the name itself. It's called TikTok. TikTok, as if it's like time is ticking. It's literally designed and programmed to waste your time, to suck you out of the present moment, to make you anxious about the future, to make you stressed about the future, to make you regret the past, to make you depressed about the past, and then also to program you to compare your life to other people's, okay? If I were to go on TikTok, I would see probably 10 beautiful girls and 10 videos of people living in different countries and traveling, or 10 videos of people with a lot of money. And in my subconscious brain, my ego has like, doesn't know how to rationalize that other than, well, why don't I have that? And of course that's not the right way to think, but like our egos are programmed that way. And of course we can like undo that programming and be the observer of things and of our thoughts and of our ego. But, it's the ego's reflex to behave that way or to think that way, right? To compare and to think, well, why don't I have that life? How come I can't make that much money? How come I'm not traveling? How come my life is not as interesting as this person? Literally, that thought process will get us nowhere. It will get us nowhere. And I've realized that. And even just Instagram too, like Instagram is such a flipping waste of time. Like there's so many times where I'll go on it and I'll like scroll, but I'll be looking at the same things that I saw 5-10 minutes ago. And I'm just doing it out of a habit, or I'm watching Instagram stories. Like it gets me literally so frustrated, because it literally is so hard and so difficult to be the observer in that situation. It literally feels impossible. I want to say that it's impossible to observe, to be the observer of your thoughts and your emotions on social media, because I don't know about you guys, but when I go on social media, it's literally like zombie mode activated. I turn into a zombie. Not even kidding, I turn into a zombie. And you know what's crazy too, is I was talking to my boyfriend, and he was like, I told him that morning that I had, you know, I woke up and I spent 3 hours on TikTok or whatever. And he was like, do you even remember a singular thing that you saw? Did you learn anything? Do you remember anything that you watched? And I literally, that like shocked me, because I was like, no, I don't. That like, that shows you how mindless and ridiculous it is. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated at technology. But also at the same time, I'm frustrated not because I think it shouldn't exist. I'm frustrated because of the impacts that it has. And like, of course there's positive things to like every situation, I would say. Like, you know, social media has its benefits, and I say that all the time because I'm grateful for it. I really am, because look where it's gotten me. Like, I'm able to speak to you guys right now, and I'm able to, grow my podcast and all that stuff and connect with a lot of people. You know, I wouldn't be in the relationship that I am in right now if it weren't for social media, you know, or I wouldn't have certain friends in my life if it weren't for social media. And it can be an amazing thing, but here's what is so hard. Having self-discipline when it comes to social media and screen time feels so impossible. And I was talking to my friend today too, and she was saying the same thing. She was like, you know, I try and set an hour of screen time, but like I can just never follow through, and it's so difficult because it's so much easier to just press like 10 more minutes, or like when you get the screen time notification, it shows you like 10 more minutes, or you know, ignore for the rest of the day or whatever. It is so much easier to press one of those buttons and continue mindlessly scrolling instead of putting it down, looking around, like taking a deep breath and going to do something that will benefit you. You know, like I was telling her today too, when you have the option, to sit on your phone mindlessly and do absolutely nothing, that is so much more appealing to the ego rather than journaling or doing yoga or meditating or reading or learning something or talking to people or going on a walk. And it's so difficult to make that choice, and you have to have a really strong strong sense of self-control. And like, I'm not gonna lie, I shouldn't say I'm really bad, because I don't want to manifest that or like continue that, but one thing that I need to work on is self-control and self-discipline. I would say that in the past, I don't really have that great of self-discipline, especially when it comes to technology. And I feel like most kids don't, and most people my age don't. So yeah, that's just one thing that I'm trying to work on, because it's so hard. It's so hard to have self-discipline and self-control when it comes to those tempting, you know, things, because it's instant gratification. It'll get you out of any sort of bad mood, like, or it'll make you tired. It'll help you go to sleep, like in the short term, you know what I mean? Like, it's so much more rewarding short term, but then when you really look at the long term effects, like, it's exhausting. It is literally exhausting. And yeah, it's crazy. So that's just what I've been thinking about today, because I was talking to my friend about it today, and, you know, a couple days ago I was watching TV because I was tired of watching TikToks, and I was tired of being on my phone. So I was like, oh, let me watch the TV, like, in the hotel room, and of course that was just as mindless. But ironically enough, what came on was a documentary about phone addiction and how kids are addicted to social media and video games, and it made me realize so much. But like, immediately after watching it, I went right back on my phone. Like, it's just crazy. And that's why I say it's impossible to be the observer, because it's so tempting and it's so addicting. And yeah, I've said this before too, but I've thought about getting like just a flip phone and having that. But here's the problem. I have created a business for myself on this little device that I'm looking at right now. And I'm so grateful, and I'm so blessed and excited and happy that I was able to do that and that I am able to do that. But I have no discipline when it comes to like using it for work purposes rather than escaping my reality purposes. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I thought about like just having a flip phone and no, like no technology, like just taking photos on a camera and, you know, listening to music on CDs and records and all that stuff. Of course, like I wouldn't have as many privileges as I do now, you know, like the ability to listen to music whenever I want, the ability to take photos whenever I want, the ability to call or FaceTime people, you know what I mean? Like those things would kind of change. But I don't know, I want to experience that. Like, maybe not forever, but I want to experience what that's like, because I've never had that. Like, phones came out, honestly, like, iPhones and stuff came out when I was really, really young. So, I think, honestly, I got my first phone in fifth grade, and it was, like, my dad's old iPhone 4 or something. And, crazy to think that I had an iPhone at 11 or 12. Like, really think about that. I'm sure most of you did too. Maybe like if you're 19, or maybe if you're younger, you definitely had a phone at a younger age. But like, the fact that some of us had smartphones and access to that type of technology at 10, 11, 12, even 13 is so sad. I mean, it is sad. I don't want to say sad, because like, for some reason I keep invalidating myself and thinking, oh, there are bigger problems in the world. Or for some reason I keep thinking, like, other people are going to listen to this and be like, oh, there's bigger problems in the world. And, like, even if they are, you're right, there definitely are bigger problems in the world. But, like, whatever. Point is, this is what's on my mind, and it is sad. I'm not going to lie, it is sad. Of course, there are different, like, different issues in the world. But, like, it is sad that kids' brains are being wired at this young age, you know what I mean? And even now it's worse, like with toddlers and all that stuff. Like, think about how overstimulated they are. And I wonder what the future generations are going to look like, honestly, like, because they live in a completely different world. They live in a world with Google. Like, they can literally talk, they can say, "Hey Google," and a voice will appear out of thin air and do what they want it to. You know, if they want to turn on the lights, they don't have to press a button. They just say, "Hey Google, turn on the lights." Or if they want to play music, they don't have to use a CD player, you know? Like, it's crazy. And, like, that was only 10 years ago. 10 years ago, when I was 9, like, I had a little CD player, and, like, I remember I was probably had a CD player from when I was, like, 5 to 10, honestly, and, like, or, yeah, 10, and, like, I would listen to music on that, and I would beg my mom to buy me CDs, and, like, I would, you know, watch TV. That was, like, my little downtime, was watching TV and using the remote. And, like, nowadays kids just have Netflix, and, like, it's so sad they don't have, like, TV channels, you know what I mean? Like, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just saying, it's funny how times have changed in just 10 years. Like, I wonder what technology is going to look like in 10 years from now, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. The world of AI and technology moves alarmingly fast, and I honestly think it's creepy, and, like, there's so many motives and agendas behind AI, and I could get into so many theories about that, but, like, ultimately it just comes down to programming, overstimulating the brain, control, and programming. I think I already said programming, but, like, that's ultimately what it comes down to, and it's so difficult to not get trapped in it, because when that's the norm, you know, when social media is the norm, it's really hard to put it down. And once you have it, like, it's impossible to delete, not impossible, but it feels impossible to not have it, because then you're so reliant on it for your source of happiness and or for your source of entertainment, rather than doing something that your brain can honestly handle and rationalize and benefit from. So yeah, it's a crazy world. It's a crazy, crazy world. And I don't know. It's just what I've been thinking about lately. But yeah, I think the beginning of this episode, I was talking about depression, and that is because I wanted to talk about, like, seasonal depression. I never understood what seasonal depression was, because I don't think, honestly, I'd ever experienced it, because I grew up in Florida and we have the sun all year round, basically. And, you know, we have the beach all year round. Like, we don't get stuck inside, and, you know, there's no cold weather, or of course there's rainy days, but, like, when it's rainy, you can still go outside and go for a walk, you know? Like, it's humid and disgusting and you'll get really sweaty. But, you know, you're not, like, trapped inside because it's so cold, or, you know, you're not snowed in, or, you know, stuff like that. So I've never really experienced seasonal depression. And I think I'm starting to feel that and understand that. And it's a new thing for me. And I'm trying not to use it. Like, here's the thing. I hate labels, and I hate attaching myself to those labels. Like, I don't like to say I am depressed, okay? I don't like to say I am anxious. I don't like to say I am, you know, ADHD, all that stuff, okay? Because I guarantee you, I could go to a therapist or a psychologist or psychiatrist right now, or a psychologist, and either or, you guys know what I mean. Either or, I could go to either of them and tell them what I've experienced in the past week, and they would probably diagnose me with depression or anxiety or ADHD, you know? And I could get described 3 different medications for that. But, and also, this is just my personal experience. I'm not saying get off your medications. I'm not saying don't go to a psychologist if you want to. Just, I'm talking about my personal experience, okay? I've been experiencing these feelings for the past week, okay? 1 week, 7 days out of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of days that I will experience in my life. And I could get permanently diagnosed with these illnesses that I would then attach myself to and convince myself that that is my identity, okay? Because there was a period of time where I did convince myself that that was my identity. I used to talk to a therapist and they were like, well, you should go on some sort of ADHD medication. And like, don't get me wrong, I talk fast. I'm sure I could get a little better at focus and, you know, finishing tasks a little more, not promptly, but like, I'm sure I could, of course, improve my focus, right? Just as I could improve anything else in my life. But this psychologist wanted to permanently diagnose me with ADHD. And then this was a couple years ago. Then I took that diagnosis and attached myself to the identity and convinced myself that I didn't have focus, that I was depressed, that I was anxious, that I had intrusive thoughts, that I was my mind, essentially, right? We get programmed to believe that we are our minds. And in my experience, that situation, that's exactly what happened. So then in my reality, I became more anxious. I became more depressed. I became more unable to focus, you know, all that stuff, until I realized, like, I don't need any sort of label to fix myself, or I don't need any sort of attachment to a diagnosis or an attachment to a label to make me feel better or to heal. I heal through my mind. I heal through the very thing that society tries to convince us is sick. And don't get me wrong, of course there are different cases out there, but I'm talking about the average, everyday, or not even average or everyday, because they're like, everyone's so uniquely different, but like, I'm talking about majority of my generation. We get convinced that there's something wrong with us, right? Everyone nowadays has ADHD. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's anxious, you know? And it's all because in most cases, and a lot of people are not going to like how this sounds, but I don't care. In a lot of cases, people get in the hands of doctors that don't really care. And they get prescribed medications and convinced that they are sicker than they actually are. You know what I mean? And then their ego feeds off that and makes them more sick and makes them more attached to their mind, limiting their ability to heal and to flourish and to understand that their energy and potential is limited. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't know how I got on that tangent. And you know, a lot of people are probably not gonna like when I say that type of stuff. You know, but I don't really care. I'm just talking about my experiences and my opinions, and if anyone doesn't like them, oh well. So anyways, I don't know how I got there, but I feel like I was getting to an important point and I might have just missed it. I get so deep in thought, like my thought starts at the top and then like I go deep, 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 and like go into so many different layers of the one thought that I originally had, and then I lose track of that original thought, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think that's all I have to say. No, because this is going to bother me. I know I need to say something else. This is going to bother me, guys. See, these are the times where I wish I had editing, because I could pause and rethink this through. Maybe I should pause it and go listen back to it and then start recording again. You know, I think that's what I'll do. Okay, I'm gonna pause you guys. Not that you would know if I paused you, but I'm gonna pause you, go listen to it, and hopefully I can remember what I was saying. Okay, I'm so glad I did that, because I now remember where I was going with that. So I was talking about seasonal depression, and I don't like the whole tangent of me not liking labels led me to, you know, all the points that I touched on, but I don't like to say I'm having seasonal depression, or I have seasonal depression, or I am depressed, because when you say I am, that is literally the same format you use to say affirmations, right? And your words are energy, and your words are powerful. So when you say I am, you're attaching yourself to that. Excuse me. And And that's just me. Like, that's just how I feel and the way I view it. I'm real careful with how I use my words because every word is a manifestation. And, in my opinion. And, so I've been experiencing, like, depression. But the reason I say I've been experiencing is because I know it's temporary. And I don't want to say I am depressed because that's just gonna convince my mind and my ego that is my permanent reality, and it's obviously not, right? Because all emotions are temporary and all feelings are temporary and clarity always comes, but like I feel like when you're convincing yourself that you are a certain way, it just replicates that and manifests that more into your reality. So I've been experiencing what seasonal depression is, and I will say that the only reason I'm saying all of this right now is because I found clarity. You know, I'm in a better headspace than I was 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I literally felt so sad, so empty, so drained, and I wouldn't have said any of the things that I'm saying now. But that being said, on those bad days, I reminded myself that it would pass, and that the next day I'd probably feel a lot better, and I did. But I try and remind myself that, like, I am not anything. You know what I mean? Like, I am not depressed or I am not anxious. I'm just experiencing temporary emotions of sadness or temporary emotions of fear or loneliness or insecurity. But I shouldn't attach my identity and self to that. You know what I mean? So that's just how I feel. And that's what honestly gets me through the hard days. But like, man, the hard days are hard. And like, I would say, like, 4 days or the past week in general, like, has honestly just been ups and downs, and it's crazy. Like, some days are so difficult, and they feel like they last forever, and that emptiness and loneliness lasts forever, but, like, literally, you never know what the next day holds, and, like, clarity always comes, and I know I always say that, but, like, it's so important to remind yourself that, like, even on your shitty days, it's gonna pass. It always passes, you know? It always passes. Like, I look back to my past, and I've had so many... I had a shitty time. There was a day where I was, you know, sad every day for a year and a half straight. And I didn't know what I know now, and I didn't have the emotional awareness and intelligence that I do now. But... you know, that felt like it lasted forever, and it lasted a long time, but, like, even that passed, you know, even I got through that, and that was, like, basically a year and a half of loneliness and sadness and darkness, you know, but, yeah, and I think your environment obviously has a lot to do with it, because in that period of time when, for, like, that year and a half where every day was just so dark sad, honestly, like, the environment I was in wasn't really good, and, you know, I think I needed some sort of shift in environment for me to heal, and that happened, but, like, you know what I'm saying, even the shift in environment will happen. You know, you're not going to be where you are now forever. You're not stuck anywhere. You're not attached to anyone or anything, and things can change literally in the blink of an eye. You know, I didn't think I'd be in Canada, literally living in a different country, but, you know, shit happens. Things happen, and you kind of just have to go with it. You literally have to go with the flow. You have to trust the universe, and it's so terrifying to trust the universe because it's the fear of the unknown, and I say that all the time, too, but, like, it's terrifying to trust the universe and trust God or trust, you know, whoever you believe in or whatever you believe in, because as humans, we want to have control over our reality and over our emotions, and it's just not possible to do that. So trusting, even in those bad days, trusting God and trusting the universe and trusting Source, even on those bad days, is, like, so hard, but so important. So next time, if you have a bad day and I'm speaking to myself right now, but I'm speaking to you guys too, but, like, next time you have a bad day, like, remind yourself of that. Like, literally say out loud, this is temporary, it will pass, clarity will come. This is temporary, clarity will come, you know? And you know, when, like, me saying this out loud right now really makes me realize, like, I am literally speaking to myself right now. And obviously that's a given. That's like, duh, Olivia, of course you're speaking to yourself right now. But like, I just said, you know, next time you have a bad day, and I'm talking to you guys theoretically, but like saying that out loud made me realize that I'm literally saying that to myself. Next time I have a bad day, I need to do that, you know? And that's why I'm so freaking grateful that I do this, because even if it doesn't even help any singular person in the world, it helps me. And yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I freaking started this podcast. I really am. Because there were so many times where I didn't. I almost didn't. And I'm so glad I did. And even just like, even these past few days, like, I've been honestly wanting to delete the podcast, delete social media, and fall off the face of the earth. And I'm not going to do that, because I was just feeling that temporarily, because I was sad and tired of social media and emotionally and energetically drained. But there's days where I'm like, the podcast is so freaking stupid, like, I don't want to do it, like, no one even cares, and it's so ridiculous, and like, I convince myself that it's you know, like, that I shouldn't be doing it, or that I should delete it, and I know I'm not going to, and I know that I shouldn't think that way, because the only reason I think that way is because I start comparing myself, and I get in my own head. But, you know, even that passes, like, you know. Alrighty, guys, I'm going to wrap this episode up here. Sorry for the change in audio. I had to, like, stop recording because someone came in the room. But I love you guys. You're the best. Thank you for listening if you listened to this whole thing. Follow my Instagram. My Instagram is Olivia Beira. B-E-I-R-A is how you spell my last name. Yeah, that's it. I love you guys. I will talk to you in the next episode. Okay, bye.